The Coming King, Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
Crisis. Wednesday, December 19th. Our text comes from Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 19. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. I think it's interesting that God put off talking to Joseph until Joseph had already made up his mind what to do. How easy it would have been for the angel to swoop in at the moment of truth when Joseph realized Mary was pregnant, to step between the two of them and say, "Joe, bud, you got it all wrong. No need to worry." God didn't do that. Apparently, Joseph went home from whatever disastrous meeting, told him the truth, thought it over, probably for hours, the way you do when you're upset and unhappy, and finally lays down to sleep, at which point God sends the angel to tell him the good news. Well, why not tell him earlier? I don't know, perhaps because it gives us a really clear look at what kind of man Joseph was. Crisis tends to do that. From Joseph's reaction and final decision, I think it's fair to say that he is a man who gets upset but doesn't immediately blast everyone around him with his feelings. Instead, he can think things over and he is able to show compassion even for people who do him wrong. Those are pretty good traits in a man and a husband. Those are great characteristics for a man who will be the foster father of Jesus himself. Crisis tends to bring out the truth in us as well. Who has not been surprised by the things we find coming out of our mouths under extreme stress? Hopefully they are good things, kind things, but not always. Hopefully our decisions are good, fair, and compassionate, but not always. We are not always wise, compassionate people. All the greater our need for a wise, kind, compassionate Savior, our Lord Jesus. Though we definitely did him wrong, leaving him for a set of idols ranging from money to power to honor and prestige, he has not left us. He has not decided to divorce us, even quietly. Instead, he has called us to himself through baptism and his Holy Spirit, making us his own dearly loved people. When we stray, he brings us back. We will be his own forever. We pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you call us back to yourself again and again because you love us. Amen.